What a lovely day it was on the lake in the forest. The sun was shining brightly, casting a warm glow over the water and the surrounding trees. White Duck Luna and Yellow Chicken Sunny were waddling along the lake's edge, enjoying the peaceful atmosphere. As they turned a corner, they spotted two foxes, one with white fur and the other with brown, fishing from the shore. The foxes, whose names were Frost and Oakley, were beaming with excitement. "We've caught a big one," Frost exclaimed, holding up a massive fish. "We'll have plenty of dinner for our family tonight." Sunny and Luna waddled closer to congratulate the foxes on their catch. "Wow, that's a big fish," Luna quacked. "We'd love to help you clean and cook it." Oakley smiled, her bushy tail wagging behind her. "That would be wonderful. We have five little kits at home, and they're always eager to help with dinner. But we're a bit short-handed today." Sunny and Luna eagerly agreed to lend a hand. Together, the four friends worked together to clean and prepare the fish for dinner. As they cooked, the aroma of sizzling fish wafted through the forest, enticing the surrounding creatures to come and investigate. After dinner, Frost and Oakley invited Sunny and Luna to join them on their home turf, a cozy cave nestled in the heart of the forest. The cave was filled with the soft chirping of their kits, who were busy playing with twigs and leaves. The four friends sat around a warm fire, swapping stories and laughter as they watched the sun begin to set behind the mountains. As the sky turned pink and orange, Sunny and Luna couldn't help but gaze out at the breathtaking view. "This is the most magical sunset I've ever seen," Luna quacked. Frost nodded in agreement. "We're lucky to have such a beautiful home. And we're even luckier to have friends like you to share it with." The four friends sat in silence for a moment, taking in the serenity of the forest. Then, Oakley spoke up, her voice filled with gratitude. "Thank you for helping us today. We couldn't have done it without you." Sunny and Luna smiled at each other, happy to have been a part of their friend's special day. As they said their goodbyes and waddled back to their own home on the lake's edge, they couldn't wait to share their tale of adventure with their fellow feathered friends. And so, another day came to a close on the lake in the forest, a day filled with friendship, cooperation, and the simple joys of life.